Okay, we're just going to jump right in. Start from the Mishnah Yutes. Just by show of hands, how many people have a Torah Svaldom, I guess a Kisvei Ramban? Okay, so most of the Olam does. Most of the Olam doesn't. So you have to have a Torah Svaldom. So you have two options: either to get a hold of a Kisvei Ramban, Chelek Beis has a Torah Svaldom. It's also print. Well, that's the best way. Either get a hold of a Kisvei Ramban, or the Shevel Kisvei Ramban, second Chelek has Teres Adam, or I also downloaded it from the Bar Ilan, and I made it up into a Word document, and David's going to email it to the Olam, so you could print it out. Yes, you have to have one or the other. The difficulty is that in the Shevel there are there's no simonim, so you have to go by the page number, and in the Bar Ilan there's no page numbers, but they have simonim. So I'm just going to have to, I guess, give both references. I mean, today I'm going to use the I'm just going to have to try every Ramban that I quote. I'm going to try to reference both the page number in the Shevel and the siman number in the Bar Ilan that you'll print out. Yeah, so don't bring a third Torah Sodom, because that's going to be too much for me. I'll give the Mar Mekoymus Bli Neder in those two editions. Okay, so let's start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaKoyver Esmeisei Shloishi Yomim Koydim L'Regel Bot Le'Emenu Gzeiras Shiva Shmoyne. So it says in the Mishnah Halacha that if the Kvura was Shloshi Yom Koinim Aregel, so he had 3 days of Avelus before the Regel arrived, so then the Regel is Mevatel Gzer Shiva, then the Regel is Mevatel Dine Shiva. Poshup Shad is that this Tana holds that less than 3 days, where it makes it explicit, less than 3 days, if he was Noig less than 3 days of Avelus, then the Regel does not have the Koyach to be Mevatel Avelus Shiva, and he has to be mashlim the missing days after Shiva. So if he was Kavir's Mesai 2 days before the Regel, then he has 5 days left that he has to be mashlim after Shiva. The Gemara later on Daf Chos brings that it's a machlokes tanoim, and we don't pass him that way. We pass him like the other Tana, that even Yom Echad Afilu Shoa Achas, as long as he began Shiva before the Regel, even if it's less than a day, the Regel is Mevatel. But this Tana doesn't hold the way. That's how it's mashlim in Rashi as well. We'll see this Astir in Rashi. We'll see them when we get to the Rashis. But that's Poshup Shat in this Tana. And then, that's as far as Gzeiras Shiva is concerned. But he still has Gzeiras Shloshim. After the Regel, he still has to be Mashlim. He still has to finish off Gzeiras Shloshim. If he was Kaveres Meisei Shmoni Yom Kaidim HaRegel, so that means that he already began the Avelis of Shloshim before the Regel. And this Tana holds that Shloshim doesn't begin until the 8th day. That's also Machlokes in the Gemara. There's another Tana, Abba Shol, who holds Mitzvah Siyon Kekuloi, that as soon as the morning of the 7th day arrives, Shiva's over, and he's already into Shloshim. So in order to break Shloshim, you only need Shiva Yomim Kaidim HaRegel. And that's grata how we paskin. But this Tana does not go with Mitzvah Siyon Kekuloi, he's not lenient Zeh. This Tana holds that he needs a full 7 days of Shiva, and therefore Shloshim doesn't begin until the 8th day. So if he's in the 8th day, so then Shloshim already began. The Lashon Rashi Ksavyad, there's two Rashis here, there's the Rashi, the printed Rashi that we have. The Rishonim had a different Nusach of Rashi, which was printed recently, called the Rashi Ksavyad. Some of the fancy Gemaras have it in the margin. You can also get it as a separate Sefer. In any event, Rashi Ksavyad is his Lashon is Kevin Shenichnas LeYimei HaGiluach. He's already into the Yimei Issa Giluach. Shiva is not Yimei HaGiluach. Shiva is Shiva. It's more Chomer. Shloshim is Yimei HaGiluach. He's already begun the Avelus of Shloshim, the Avelus that has an Issa Giluach. So then the Regel already could be Mafsik Shloshim. But the Regel can't be Mafsik Shloshim if Shloshim hasn't yet begun. So that's the basic rule here of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah Shalek Hilchasan, both counts. Shalek Hilchasan on the count of the Shloshim Yomim. We hold he doesn't need Shloshim Yomim. And it's Shalek Hilchasan the Mitzvah Yom Kekula. We hold you don't need. As far as the Shiva is concerned, the Mishnah requires Shloshim Yomim Kleinim Regel. Halachas, you don't need Shloshim Yomim Kleinim Regel. And as far as Shloshim is concerned, the Mishnah requires Shmoni Yomim Kleinim Regel. The Halacha, we only require Shiva Yom Kaidim HaRegel. For the time being, we're going with the Tana of our Mishnah. Rim Pnei Shomru, the Mishnah says, Vaitim, Pnei Shomru, Shabbos Oilu Ve'inim Afsekes, Regolim Afsikim Ve'inim Oilim. The rule is Shabbos is Olav Einam Afsekes. There's a difference between Shabbos and the Regel. We haven't yet spoken about Shabbos. Shabbos is different than the Regel. Shabbos is Olav Einam Afsekes. Shabbos counts towards the days of Shiva, and it does not break Shiva. Regolim are Einam Olim. Regolim are Mafsikim Ve'Einam Olim. Regel is Mafsik Avelus, and it also doesn't count towards the days of Avelus. So what does that mean? If Regel breaks Avelus, so Ma'inaf Gemino, so obviously it doesn't count towards the days of Avelus. How could it count towards the days of Avelus if Avelus is over? So Rashi explains, we'll read it inside in a minute, but Pashup Shat, the way Rashi brings the Perish, and the Ramban explains this way, Pashup Shat is, means that the Regolim are Mafsik if he was Kairis Mesa Shtoshiyom Kainim Regel. If you buried if the crew was Shoshiyom Kainim Regel, then the Regel Kaka is Mafsik Avela Shiva. But what if he was Kairis Mesa less than 3 days Kainim Regel? It was 2 days Kainim Regel, or 1 day Kainim Regel, or on the Regel itself. Kairis Mesa Biregel, and Cholamayid, he did the crew. So then the Regel is not Mafsik Shiva, but the Mishnah says it may not be Mafsik Shiva in that case, but it doesn't count towards the days of Shiva, and he has to be knowing all of the days of Shiva. Well, if it was 2 days before the regal, so then it'll be 5 days after the regal. If it was Kaivir as Mesa, the regal itself, then it'll have 7 days after the regal. However it is, but the regal does not count as the days of Shiva itself. Lidin Shloshim we'll see in the Gemara. Okay, that's Pashur Shat in the Mishnah. What's the reason for the difference between Shabbos and regal? That's a shmuz also by itself, a separate shmuz. Yeah, we'll talk about that more maybe tomorrow, and it really belongs more to the Sugya and Chav Gimel. So that's the issues of Doram Shivitzino and so on. Maybe just for Kitzin Nimrod. And we're showing there are different heads bearing why is Shabbos different than Regel. It's connected to the issue of how much Avelis is Noyig, to what extent is Avelis Noyig with Shabbos, to what extent is Avelis Noyig with Regel. I don't want to get so bogged down. I don't want to get so involved with it right now. Just the kitzur. The Gemara is a machlokes later on Chof Gimbal if there's avelus b'Shabbos, yesh avelus b'Shabbos or ain avelus b'Shabbos. Well, I'll tell you the Maramachemist. There's a Gemara in Chof Gimbal on the base has a machlokes if there's avelus b'Shabbos or is there no avelus b'Shabbos. The maskon is Dvarim Shibitzina Noyeg. There's no Avelis for Hesi on Shabbos, but there is Avelis of Dvarim Shibitzina. There's a Gemara in Ksuvas and Abdalad, member of Rav Yochanan. The Rav Yochanan said that Afel Pishomu ain Avelis b'Shabbos, Aval Dvarim Shibitzina Noyeg, but there's two Gishsois in that Gemara. Some are showing there are Shabbos, some are showing there are Regal. So there's basically three, there's different Shittas in Rishonim how to put together all of these. How to put together these two Gemaras. Shita Saramban is that Dvarim Shibitzino Anoyeg both Beregel and B'Shabbos for sure. They definitely Anoyeg Dvarim Shibitzino. The Machlokes L'Gemara and Chav Gimel, whether Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos or not, their mind Suvas is Goris Moyed. Afel Pishomu Ein Avelis B'Moyed, Afel Dvarim Shibitzino Anoyeg. Dvarim Shibitzino Anoyeg Beregel, certainly not Dvarim Shibitzino. Regel is no Shiloh. By Shabbos is a machlokes. That's a machlokes. Yesh avelus b'Shabbos or ain avelus b'Shabbos. The machlokes is Shabbos like a regal that there's dvarim shibitzina but not dvarim shibit for hesio, or maybe on Shabbos even dvarim shibit for hesio night. Maybe Shabbos is more. I don't call it kal or chomer. Maybe Shabbos is less antithetical to avelus than a regal, and that's the machlokes in the Gemara. And the maskana is that dvarim shibitzina night that Shabbos is the same as regal. Kitzer, according to Ramban, by regal is no machlekes. Dvarim shibitzino anoyik, that's the member of Rabbi Yechon in the Gemara Ksuvos. Dvarim shibitzino anoyik. There's certainly no avelis before Hesio. The Mishnah says that, the Mishnah doesn't say, but if there would be avelis before Hesio on regal, then it would be oyler for the Yimei HaAvelis. So there's certainly no avelis before Hesio. The Gemara says in Daf Yudalad, the assay of Simchas HaRegel is doiche. They say the Rabbim of Simchas HaRegel is doicha. They say the Yochid of Avelis. So that's for sure. Avelis, real Avelis, professor, you don't have on Regel. Shabbos and Machlokes. There's one Madoma that Shabbos has avelus 100%. I feel dvarim shifrasya. The maskara of the Gemara is that ain avelus b'shabbos, meaning it's like yomtiv. There's no avelus b'farasya, but there is avelus b'tzina. That's shitas Rambam. Shitas Rambam is that on Shabbos is dvarim shibitzina, but on a regular there's no avelus at all. Not even dvarim shibitzina. There's no altogether no avelus. Shitas Tosfos is that. Shita Satosis is that Tosis holds like the Ramban that when Rav Yochanan said Dvarim Shibitzina Noyeg, he meant Regal, and there's Dvarim Shibitzina Beregal and Beshabbos, but Tosis learns the Machlokes whether Yesh Avelis Beshabbos or Ein Avelis Beshabbos is the Machlokes about Dvarim Shibitzina. The Mandomo says Ein Avelis Beshabbos holds that even Dvarim Shibitzina are not Noyeg, and presumably on Yom Tov the same way, but the Halach is not the way. The Halach is like Rav Yochanan and the Dvarim Shibitzina Noyeg both by Shabbos and by Yom Tov. Anyway, this is, again, belongs more to this, to Chav Gimel, and then we'll get more involved with the complications of it. For the time being, it's enough to know that there's a Machlokes Rishonim. To what extent is Avelis Noeg Beregel? Shitas Rambam is that Avelis not Noeg Beregel at all. Shitas Tosfos in the Ramban is that there's Dvarim Shebitzina, but there's not Dvarim Shebefarhesi. So the Mishnah says Shabbos. Again, I'm not being entirely coherent, because it's really not the sugya that we're learning right now, but I don't want to pass it by in the Mishnah without mentioning it at all. So the Mishnah says a chiluk. A Shabbos does count towards the Yemei Shiva, towards the Yemei Avelis, and it's not mafsik the Yemei Avelis. And Yom Tov, on the other hand, is mafsik vein oil. It breaks Avelis if the Avelis began 3 days before Yom Tov, and it certainly doesn't count towards the Yemei Avelis. Why should there be a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? So it depends. If you hold that Shabbos has more avelus than Yom Tov. Moshul, if you hold like those shittas, that on Shabbos there's even Dvarim Shebefarhesya Noeg, there's a mandom in the Gemara that by according to the Ramban, there's a mandom in the Gemara Yesh avelus b'Shabbos, that even Dvarim Shebefarhesya Noeg. On Yom Tov you only have Dvarim Shebetzino. So then there's an obvious difference. Shabbos, avelus is more Noeg b'Shabbos. Yesh avelus b'Shabbos. But we don't pass in that way. We pass in that ain't avelus b'Shabbos. Only Dvarim Shebetzino Noeg b'Shabbos. So why should there be a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Lagabi being Oyla and Lagabi being Mafsik. So Ramban brings the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, that the Yerushalmi is the Kasha. The Yerushalmi says, why is it? And the Yerushalmi says, if you hold it, Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos, then there's an obvious difference. But if Ein Avelis B'Shabbos, so why tak is Shabbos Oyla for Shiva? So Yerushalmi says, because Ein Avelis B'Loi Shiva. Since every Shiva has, Ein Avelis B'Loi Shabbos. Every Shiva has a Shabbos. If Shiva is 7 days, one of those days is going to be Shabbos. And therefore, if Shabbos would break Shiva, then there would never be Shiva. And moreover, if Shabbos wouldn't count towards the days of Shiva, then you would never have Shiva Ritzufim, because you would always have to skip Shabbos. And therefore, Chazal didn't want it to be that way. They wanted that there should be Shiva, and they wanted that there should be Shiva Ritzufim. And therefore, they had no choice but to incorporate Shabbos into the days of Shiva. Right? Mashenkin Regel, not every Shiva has a Regel, and therefore the Regel is able to be Mafsik. Taisin of Chav Gimel Mabeis brings another and different reason why Shabbos might be different than Yom Tov. The Ramban also brings this in the name of Goyim, and that is that by Yom Tov there's a din of Simcha, and by Shabbos there's no din of Simcha. There's no Atzvos on Shabbos. They bring a pasuk Birchas Hashem Itashir Vein Etzev Imo. You're not allowed to be Otzov on Shabbos, but there's no din of Simcha on Shabbos, and Yom Tov has a din of Simcha. So Tosfos says maybe that Tosfos says that's the reason for the difference. Even though Bepoyle may be the same, Bepoyle may be no. There's the only Dvarim Shebetzino by both. There's no Avelis Peresi. There's only Dvarim Shebetzino, or maybe not even Dvarim Shebetzino. The Madomer ain't Avelis B'Shabbos. Tosfos also not even Dvarim Shebetzino. And there's no Avelis Bepoyle. But Lemaisa regular is a day of Simcha, and Shabbos is not a day of Simcha. Therefore, regular breaks Avelis and can't count towards Avelis. And Shabbos, even if there's no Avelis Bepoyle, Shabbos doesn't break the Avelis. Doesn't count towards the days of Avelis. Okay, this is again just Mar Mekoymus really, and it belongs more to Daf Chav Gimel. Let's see weiter. Lezer Oymim Yishachor Beis HaMikdash Atzeres K'Shabbos. Lezer holds that when the Beis HaMikdash stood, so Shavuos was 7 days, so then it had a din of a regal that it could break Avelus. But now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, so there's no din of Tashlumen, so Shavuos is only a one-day Yom Tov. A one day Yom Tov is the same as Shabbos. It doesn't break Avelis. Rabban Gamliel Eimer Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur Mekirei Golim. Amulius is the other extreme. Then not only the Shavuos count as a regel, even though it's only one day, but even Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, which were never more than one day. There's never a din of Shiva by Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. There's no karbonis that you have the tashlumin of Shiva for. Nonetheless, they have a din that they break Avelis. The Chacham Oyim Leike Divezeh V'Leike Divezeh. The Chacham say, no, we don't pass in either way. El Atzeres Kirigolim, Rosh Hashanah V'Yem Kippurim K'Shabbos. Atzeres is Kirigolim, even B'Zman Hazeh. Rosh Hashanah V'Yem Kippur are like Shabbos. Again, what's the source behind all these Tanoim? We'll leave more to the Sugyas when we get to the Sugyas that talk about it. Just as Maram Okim, the Ramban in Teres Odom on Omud Reish Yutes, I don't know what it is in the Barilan, but on Reish Yutes, he walks through the Mishnah and he says a Hezber in Rabban Gamliel and in. We pass like Rabban Gamliel, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Kirigol. The Ramban says Hezberim for these various Tanoim, so just the Maram Okim for when we get to the Sugya to know that there's a Ramban who talks about it. Let's see Rashi. Hakaibris Mesa Shloshi Yom Kredim Aregel. That says Rashi Hoyel, the Iker Avelus, Enoi Elo Shloshi Yom. I think there's a diuk here in this Rashi. Let's understand, Taki. What's Pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that in order for the regal to break Shiva, he has to have been Noyeg Avelus 3 days before Shiva. So if he's within the first 3 days, the regal can't break Shiva. After he's gone past 3 days, then the regal could break Shiva. So you could understand, you could learn Pshat, that since the first 3 days are more Chomer, we'll see in the Sugis going forward, Lagabi many halachas, the first 3 days of Shiva are more Chomer than the rest of Shiva. Lagabi to be the Isri Yitzhi Ami Pesach Besoy, the first 3 days are more Chomer. Lagabi Isri Malocha, the first 3 days are more Chomer. Lagabi Bomi Mokum Korov, some is Godel Abayis, being Mistarf to the Godel Abayis, the first 3 days are more Chomer. In many ways, the first 3 days are more intense Avelus. So you could say, maybe Bishar is, that the regel could break Avelus, but it can't break the very intense Avelus of the first 3 days. The first 3 days are so intense that maybe the regel doesn't have the koyach to break them. Once he gets past the first three days, so he's in the less severe Avelus of the last 4 days of Shiva, so that already the regel has the power to break. If that was the pshat in the Mishnah, then Rashi should have said, Hoyel v'ikir avelus hu gimel yomim harishayim, or Hoyel v'ikir avelus hu gimel yomim harishayim. The first 3 days, that's the ikir avelus, that's the most intense avelus, and that can't be broken by the regel. That's not Rashi's lashon. Rashi's lashon is Hoyel v'ikir avelus einoy elo shloishi yomim. The Iker Avelus is no more than 3 days. It's mashma to me, they're actually saying a different word. The emes is that explanation that I just suggested before, that maybe the first 3 days are more intense and can't be broken by the regel, it's really very difficult. Because the Gemara says in Daf Yudalad, why does regel break Avelus? The Gemara says, why is there such a halacha that regel overrides Avelus? It overrides Avelus. So the Gemara says, because Manashach, if it's Avelus to make Kara, he was already sitting in Avelus and then the regel came. So the Gemara says, Osi Asei the Rabim, Umevatel Asei the Yochid. The regel is an Asei the Rabim. It's a mitzvah to say that all of Klal Yisrael has. Avelus is an Asei of a Yochid. An Asei of the Rabbim is Doiche an Asei of the Yochid. And if, on the other hand, he already began Avelus, and the regular already began, and then the Avelus came, then he was Kovir's Mesoi, so then the Gemara says, then even more. Loyosi Asei the Yochid, Mavatal Asei the Rabbim. The Asei the Rabbim is already here, and Asei the Yochid certainly can't come and supplant an Asei the Rabbim. That's the Yisoid, why the regal is Doiche Avelus. Because Avelus is an Asei the Yochid, and the regal is an Asei the Rabbim. And not only can I say the yochid, and not only can I say the yochid not be doich and I say the rabbim, but I say the rabbim can be doich and I say the yochid. And therefore the regel comes in and it's an I say the rabbim and it overrides the I say the yochid. If that's the logic, so what difference does it make if it's shloshi yomim rishonim, the more intense avelus, the less intense avelus? It's still only an I say the yochid. The say of avelus is only an I say the yochid, even if it's the shloshi yomim rishonim. So why should it matter If it's, why can the regel only break the avelus if it's past the Gimel Yom Rishonim and after that if it's within the Gimel Yom Rishonim? So I think what it means is, what Rashi means is something else. We back them. Let's talk about basics. Person was kaveris mesoi, let's say shnei yomim kaidam ereg. So the din is, the Tanakh Mishnah holds that the regel cannot break shiva. But nonetheless, that's for sure that he's not noyig shiva in the regel itself. During the regel, even if it's less than 3 days kind of regel, or even kaveris mesi beregel, person was kaveris mesi in the regel itself. So that's for sure that the regel is not going to break shiva. He's going to have to sit shiva later. But during the regel, he's not noyig avelus. He's certainly not noyig dvarim shiva feresi. Whether he's noyig dvarim shiva tsina is the machlekes yishayna. But he's certainly not noyig dvarim shiva feresi. Why? Because the Gemara, the Aseid the Rabbim of Simchas HaRegel takes precedence over the Aseid the Yochid of Aveus. So why after the Regel does he have to sit Shiva? The Mitzvah Shiva is 7 days after the Kfur. Mitzvah Deraisa, Mitzvah Darbon, whatever it is. Because you're showing him what exactly is Aveus Shiva Deraisa, is Aveus Shiva Darbonon. There's one sheet of all 7 days of the Raisa, there's one sheet of all 7 days of the Rabbanon, there's one sheet of the first days of the Raisa, the other 6 days of the Rabbanon. It doesn't have to concern us right now. But the Mitzvah Shiva is the 7 days after Kfur. So a person was Kaveris Mesa Beregel. So for those 7 days, let's say he was Kaveris Mesa the first day of the Regel. So for those 7 days in which Shiva should have been noyeg, the assay of Shiva should have applied, he had an assay of the Rabbim that overrode it. He was busy with Simchas HaRegel. Simchas HaRegel overrides his Doicha the Aseid the Yochid. So he was not Mekayim, didn't have to be Mekayim the Aseid the Yochid. So why, when the Regel is finished, does he have to be Mashkel? Does he have to then sit 7 days of Shiva? Why? B'shaitoi, the Mitzvah is Nidches. So why does he have to make it up later? Elamai will say that even though the Mitzvah Shiva is the 7 days after Kfur, again, mitzvah here could mean the Rabban, I don't care, but even though the mitzvah of Kfur is the 7 days after Kfur, the mitzvah of Shiva is the 7 days after Kfur, that's only when he was able to be noyigit. But if he wasn't able to be noyigit, the avelus b'shaitoi, he still has a chiv, there's still a chiv on the gavra that he has to be mekayim 7 days of avelus. So he couldn't do it b'shaitoi, b'zmanoi, so he does it later. He's mashlim it later after the regel when he has the opportunity. But if that's true, so why is it any different if he was kaveris meisah shloshi yomim kaidam eregel? So he the shiva began 3 days before the regel. Fine, so he had 3 days of shiva. Then the regel came. The asay the rabbin was doichel asay the yochid. He wasn't able to be mashed in the other 4 days of shiva. But if there's a chiv on the person that he has to sit 7 days of shiva, so why doesn't he have to be mashed in the 4 outstanding days after the regel? But I'm not asking Rabbi Traeger as a kasha. Basic, just a havana. What's going on? And you can't answer that maybe the 7 days have to be consecutive. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe you can't do it. Maybe you can't split it up. It has to be 7 consecutive days. That's not true. Because if he was kaveris meisa shnei yomim kaidam eregel, our Tana holds that he has 2 days of shiva before the regel, but that's not enough to break. That's the regel doesn't break the shiva, and he's mashlim 5 days after the regel. So you see that it doesn't have to be ritzufim. So then what's the difference? If it doesn't have to be Ritzufim, so what do I say? I see it doesn't have to be Ritzufim. And I also see, Kaveris Meisa Beregel, he has to be Mashlim after the Regel. There's a Chiv on the Gavra that he has to sit 7 days. So why if it was Kaveris Meisa Gimel Yom Kaidam Eregel? So I understand that in the Regel itself, that's the Gemara Daf Yudal. The Gemara Daf Yudal is an explanation of why there's no Avelis on the Regel itself. Because the Aseid the Rabbim overrides the Aseid the Yochid. But it doesn't explain why he doesn't have to make things up after the regel, and it doesn't explain why there's a difference that if he had 3 days of avelus kaidam regel, then he does not have to make anything up after the regel. But if he had 2 or less days kaidam regel, then he does have to make up all 7 days after the regel. we haven't gotten back to Rashi yet. But I'm asking Kasha, if there's a miss of 7 days, let it be masdim 7 days afterwards. Kaimis Mesa Biregel, let it be masdim all 7 days. In other words, what's the Havani? So the Ramban in the Torah Adam, in the Ram is an answer. It's on page Reish Yudalad in the Shevel. And in the printout from the Bar Line, it's Simon Pei Aleph. Ramban says, "Afal pishe mafzik b'seichad v'rim." The Ramban's talking about something else. But b'seichad v'rim, the Ramban says, "Afal pishe mafzik b'kovei b'regel." Even though, if a person is kovei b'mesa b'regel, he's mafzik. He doesn't not knowing avelus in the regel itself. And the Ramban explains, "Dinu shelo yochel olav avelus b'kovei b'regel shekrak cholo olav asishl simchas haregel." Because the mitzvah of avelus can't override the mitzvah of simchas haregel. Afal, nonetheless, says the Ramban, Afal pichein rotsu lasois zeche laavelus. Mibnei sheyeshli ikke batoira noeg l'acha haregel. Says the Ramban, Chazal wanted to make a zeche for the. In other words, in this case, says the Ramban, he really should not have any avelus. Because when he was kovei b'mesa, it was simchas haregel, it was his man of simchas haregel. The assay of simchas haregel overrode the assay of avelus. And therefore, by rights, he should not be noyeg avelus even after the regel, because the zman of avelus is when he was kovei b'mesa, and at that time there was the simchas regel took precedence. Says the Ramban, nonetheless, rotsu lasa zechel avelus. They wanted to make a zechet avelus. Since avelus is a mitzvah d'minat Torah, the Ramban holds that avelus yamishin is a deraisa. So the Chazal didn't want that he should be without any avelus at all. So therefore, noyeg l'achar regel. Therefore, Chazal said that in such a case, since he was not noyeg any avelus at all, so he has to at least be noyeg avelus after the regel. The Kitzur says here in the Ramban that it's a din d'rabbanan, that the Rabbanan didn't want that he should be without any avelus altogether, and therefore, in a case where he was kovei b'mesa b'regel, so that means he was not noyeg any avelus altogether, Chazal said that can't be. You can't allow a person to be without any avelus at all. And in such a case, he has to be noyeg avelus l'acha haregel. But in a case where he was already noyeg shiva koidem haregel, he wasn't noyeg all 7 days, but he was noyeg some amount of shiva koidem haregel, and then the regel came and squelched the remainder of the avelus. So in such a case, Chazal didn't feel a need to make up the missing days. Chazal said, potabali klum b'kitzer, it's a din d'rabbanan. Chazal said, potabali klum yesh. It can't be a person that didn't have any avelus at all. Avelus is a mitzvah min haTorah. And if it's not a mitzvah in the Torah, but avelus is a mitzvah, and Chazal didn't want there should be no avelus at all, so they said after the regel he has to have a zecher l'avelus. I mean, it's not the real avelus. The real avelus is b'zman ha'kfur. It's right after the kfur, b'stimus ha'gol. But Chazal said a person who had no avelus at all, he has to have a zecher l'avelus, and therefore they said in such a case it's nitchate after the regel. But if a person had an avelus koidem a regel, so b'shaitoy he had avelus to some degree, and then the regel came, finished. Then the regel came. We don't have to make up. We don't have to feel bad that he's not going to have any mitzvah avelus, because he had a mitzvah avelus to some degree. So we don't have to make for him now another zecher that he has to make another avelus after the regel. That's the Ramban. So if he's there, you can understand why there's a difference between shloshi yomim and less than shloshi yomim. The Ramban's going lehalocha that we don't hold from the shloshi yomim. We all, it doesn't matter. Even if he was knowing one day of avelus, kaidem regel, but he had epis in avelus, he had some degree of avelus. So that's it. That's enough. He was knowing avelus. We don't have to make now another zeichel avelus. He had avelus. He had avelus for a day, or even shachas. But our Tana holds that the minimum avelus is shloshi yomim. And if a person, if he was not noyeg avelus shloshi yomim, was noyeg avelus for less than shloshi yomim, less than shloshi yomim doesn't count as an avelus. And therefore, it's tantamount that if he was noyeg avelus less than shloshi yomim, koidem haregel, that means that he wasn't noyeg the minimum quota, the minimum quantum of avelus is shloshi yomim. If he was less than 3 days, koidem avelus, that's not sufficient. That's not quota. He was noyeg avelus. And if he wasn't noyeg avelus koidem haregel, then he has to be, that's the din, he has to be mashlim l'achar haregel. And that's what Rashi says. It's on Shultan Be'emes. That's what Rashi says. Ikar Avelis Eimoy Elo Shleishu Yomim. It's not that the first 3 days are more chomer. First 2 days are more chomer. That's separate shmuz. It's that that 3 days is a minimum. Ikar Avelis Eimoy Elo Shleishu Yomim. Less than 3 days is nothing. The minimum of Avelis to be at least a stump of Avelis, a minimum of Avelis, to have at least the Ikar Avelis, is the Kol HaPocha Shleishu Yomim. Less than 3 days doesn't count. And therefore, if he was noigus, if he was kovis meisik pochus megimul yom kainam aregel, that means that he didn't even have the ikir avelus. He didn't even have a minimum of avelus. If he doesn't have a minimum of avelus, then he has to. So then it's like he was kovis meisik beregel. And if first was kovis meisik beregel, so yeah, beregel, the asay the rabbin was doicha. B'shaito, he didn't have the mitzvah, but that the Ramban says, a person wasn't noig avelus at all. Chazal said, no, there has to be a zeichel avelus. He has to be noig. Chazal didn't want he should be without avelus at all. Then he has to be mashdom le'achar. I think it sheds light. I mean, it's the Ram Shutim, but I think it sheds light on the Gemara and Chof Aleph. The Gemara has a discussion about tefillin. For how many days does the Ovel not wear tefillin? It's machlekes. 2 days. Or there's a mix of Yom Kekulay. So it's a machlekes if it's 2 or 3. One Mandomer says 3 days with a mix of Yom Kekulay, so it boils down really to 2 days. And the other Mandomer says 2 days with a mix of Yom Kekulay, so it boils down to 1 day. We'll see the sugi when we get to it. But anyway, the Gemara over there says, the bottom of Chafal from Aleph, second to last line, Rava Omar came in Shiniach Shuvein Echelitz. Rava says that the second day he puts on tefillin, doesn't take the tefillin off. There's a shayla there if new people come, Panim Chadosh, so he has to take the tefillin off. Rava says, no, the second day he puts on tefillin, keeps the tefillin on. It's only the first day he doesn't wear tefillin. In fact, the Gemara, Vaha Rava Domar Halacha Ketana Didan Da Omar Shleisha. But Rava holds, Rava himself said that halacha is like our Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that the regal is only masik after 3 days. So if the regal is only masik after 3 days, so why does he only take off his tefillin for 1 day? The Gemara answers mitzvah shiny. Tefillin is a mitzvah, so we're more makel, it's only 1 day. But what was the Gemara's kasha in the first place? So Pashup Shat, the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is asking. You see from the Mishnah that the first 3 days are more chomer. The regal is only masik when the 3 days are over. You see the main thing is the first 3 days. So by tefillin, how come the main thing is only the first day? How come by tefillin has a different shear? If that's the Gemara's kasha, it's a difficult kasha to understand. Why can't there be different shiurim for different things? The Gemara asked only because Rava holds like the Tana of our Mishnah. Kilo, if you don't hold like the Tana of our Mishnah, there's no problem. But since Rava holds like the Tana of our Mishnah, so therefore there's a steer to what Rava said by tefillin. And if you don't hold like the Tana of our Mishnah, and you hold the regular mafsik even after 1 day, it's still true that the first 3 days are more chomer. There are many halachas that apply the first 3 days. You'd see me Pesach Beis is also the first 3 days. Isser Melocha, if he's only a mispinus from the stock is only the first 3 days. Bomi Mokum Korb is only the first 3 days. There are still even the halacha that we don't pass in like our Mishnah. We pass in the regular mafsik after 1 day. Afilu Yoimechan, Afilu Shachas. There are still many chumers about in the first 3 days. So why did the Gemara ask that? Forget Rovas, forget Tana de Masnissen. We see the first 2 days, like Abi other halachas, the first 2 days in Muhammad, so why by tefillin is it only the first day? Apparently that's not a kasha. Different halachas could have different shiurim. Maybe the first 2 days are more chomer, Tzimim Pesach Beisoy. But for tefillin, that's not enough. Not to wear tefillin, you need even more chomer than that. Only the first day. So why can't the same thing be for Tana de Masnissen? So Rabbi holds like our Mishnah, Lagavi Hafsokas, the regular first 3 days are considered the main thing, and for tefillin it's even more chomer. How did the Gemara, by what chemistry did the Gemara evaluate that the din of tefillin is equivalent to the din of Hafsokas and regular? But Lefi, what we're saying, the answer is, the Gemara is not evaluating which days are more chomer. Every halacha could have a different number of days that are chomer. For some days it's the first day, the very intense day. For other halachas, it's the first 3 days. That was never the Gemara's problem. The Gemara's problem is that what it says in our Mishnah is not just that the first 2 days are more chomer. We also agree the first 2 days are more chomer. We don't pass like the Mishnah. What it says in the Mishnah is that less than 3 days is not an avelus. That if a person was noyig avelus for less than 3 days, it's considered to be that he wasn't noyig avelus. Eino elo shloishi yom, 3 days is a minimum. Less than 3 days means he wasn't mekayim avelus. So then he has to be mashlam afterwards because a person who wasn't a Mekayim Avelis at all has to be mashlam achar regel. Says the Gemara, if you're telling me that less than 3 days is not called the Kiyam of Avelis, to be noyig avelus for less than 3 days is not to be noyig avelus altogether. So then, what does it mean to be chalitz tefillin for a day? But chalitz tefillin is a kind of avelus. There's an avelus of chalitz tefillin. If he's noyig it for less than 3 days, then what meaning does it have? Less than 3 days is nothing. So the Gemara says mitzvah shiny. Mitzvah has different rules. Yeah, let's see if I turn Rashi. What? Right. I'm using the Ramban to explain, A, to explain Rashi, B, to explain the halacha of Gimel, to explain the halacha of Gimel Yom. Whereas what I see in the Ramban, I could be throwing shut. I know that I need the Ramban, but it's the Ramban. But it is the Ramban. We're just starting with basic. It needs an explanation. If what's the seichel? The Gemara Daf Gedalet, but also I say the Rabban Umavatel, I say the Yochid, is an explanation of why there's no avelus b'shas haregel. Kovers meisiv b'regel. Why is there no avelus b'shas haregel? But it's not an explanation of why, when he's kovers meisiv b'regel, does he have to make 7 days up after the regel? But if he's kovers meisiv, let's say shloish yomim kodem haregel, then the regel comes along and he doesn't have to make up anything. What's the difference? So that the Ramban tells me, I don't think I need the Ramban for that. I mean, I have a Ramban for it. But I think the answer has to be that it's a din d'rabbanan. That the Rabbanan said that a person who was not noig avelus at all has to be mashlim lachar regel. But a person who is noig even a mixus avelus does not have to be mashlim lachar regel. So what I think Rashi is saying is that ein elo gimel yomim, a mixus avelus, according to Artano, a mixus avelus is not less than gimel yomim. Less than gimel yomim is not even a mixus avelus.
Rashi starts with the Rabban.
Why? Which Rashi are you telling me? The chikov meisiv b'seich haregel, the loybot l'menu gzeir shiva. Yeah, but what I see in the Ramban is that that's it in the Rabbanon. The reason for that is that the Rabbanon. No, Rashi doesn't say that explicitly. I think you have to say it anyway. At a Rashi level, it makes no sense. So why if he's kovers meisiv shloish yomim kodem haregel, what happened to the 7 days of avelus?
So because the regel is mafsid, there's no hemshich after the 7 days. But in the lashon Rashi, it's mafsid in a mashlim. He doesn't have to fill up the rest. He doesn't have to complete the rest of the 7 days. He started. He did the zera chazal it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's no potential to be counting after regel. Be counting after the new zera shiva.
Fine. That's all not contradicting what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that the din of hafsokas haregel, where does that come from? Where does the halacha that regel breaks shiva come from? That's basic question. What's the mocker and what's the logic of the halacha that regel breaks shiva? That regel is doicha shiva b'shaitoi, that he's not doicha shiva b'soicha regel. That's the more daf yidalek. They say the Rabbim is doichli. I say the Yochid. But where does the halacha come from that if he began shiva, the regel breaks it? Shloish yom, let's say, or halacha less than shloish yom. If he began shiva, the regel breaks it. But if he didn't begin shiva yet, then he has to make it up after the regel. I mean, these halachas that we're so used to, we don't even think about them. You know, everybody knows. Yeah, regel. If he began shiva, then the regel breaks shiva. But if he didn't begin shiva, then he has to have shiva lachar regel. But that's nothing to do with the Gemara Daf Yudalet. Gemara Daf Yudalet doesn't explain that. Gemara Daf Yudalet is explaining b'shas ma'isa, you know, that the regel is an asay the rabbim and it overrides the asay the yochid. So he observes the regel, he doesn't observe the shiva. But where does halacha come from that if the shiva began, the regel breaks it, and if the shiva didn't begin, then the regel doesn't break it? Where does it come from, and what does it mean? What's the logic of it? So the Ramban says, I don't know any other explanation. The Ramban says that the logic is that the Rabbanan didn't want him to be without any avelus at all. And therefore the Rabbanan said, in other words, what the Ramban is telling me is, on a derisa level, or on a purely logical level, what ought to be is that Shiva is the 7 days after Kfura or not at all. And therefore, if he began Shiva and then the regel came, so that's it. After the regel, it's past 7 days. So I don't need the reg. I don't need a new halacha that the regal breaks shiva. The regal overrides shiva v'shaitoi, and that's it. When the regal is finished, then it's already past 7 days. It's not this mana mitzvah anymore. I don't need. That's the point that I'm bringing out in our mind. I don't need a special din that the regal breaks shiva. All I need is the Gemara Daf Yudalit. The regel b'shaitoi is doichel. I say the rabbim b'shaitoi is doichel. I say the rabbim. Shiva is the 7 days after Kfura. So if in the middle of those 7 days there was a regel, then b'shas the regel there was no shiva, and after the regel it's too late. But no further explanation needed. What needs then to be explained? So then why is it any different? It was Kovers Mesoi Beregel. If on the first day of Pesach it was Kovers Mesoi, so why does he have any Shiva afterwards? B'shaiti there was no Shiva. And if we'll say no, but there's some new Kovers Gavra that he has to sit 7 days, so how does the regular ever break Shiva? So that the Ramban, that's what the Ramban says. That needs an explanation. Says the Ramban, that's a Din Drabonon. The Rabbonon didn't want that he should be without any Zechel Avelus at all. And therefore they said if he was Noig, et vos some Avelus, then he doesn't have to worry anymore. But if he wasn't, then there's a zechel avelus, meaning he has to make it, there's a tashlumin. A person who wasn't leg avelus at all, then he has to be mashlumit, then he has to be mashlumit later. So that's the Ramban. I don't know if anybody argues in the Ramban. Maybe there is. I don't know anybody argues in the Ramban. So I'm saying, so then I understand, ready at hand, the idea of Gimel Yomim. Gimel Yomim means that he was noeg avelus. He was noeg avelus. Less than Gimel Yomim means he wasn't noeg avelus at all. If he wasn't noeg avelus at all, then he has to be mashlim afterwards. I want to go back there. Let's continue in Rashi. Botlim en gzeres shloshim. I'm sorry, before that. Botlim en gzeres shivo, says Rashi, de'la'ach ha'regel en gzorech limnois yoser. That's by shloshi yomim. And then if it was 8 days, koydam ha'regel, shmoni yom koydam ha'regel, botlim en gzeres shloshim, the hoyel v'hiskel yom echel min ha'shloshim, he doesn't have to observe any of Shloshim after the regal. He's right away mutter, b'tichboises, b'giyutz, b'tisbayrus. So, the tichboises, the word tichboises in Rashi is tam problematic. Tichboises, Rabbi Krieger asks, the din is, kibbutz is also in Shiva. Giyutz is also in Shloshim. Giyutz is more intense than kibbutz. Achlak is showing what the difference between kibbutz and giyutz. Does kibbutz mean ironing? Kibbutz is just is laundering and giyutz is ironing. Or maybe kibbutz is laundering without detergent and giyutz is laundering with detergent. Achlak is showing. But whatever it means, but that everybody agrees. Kibbutz is from the Yisurim Shiva and giyutz is from the Yisurim of Shloshim. Rashi over here is talking about Shloshim. So much Shmoyne Yom Kainam Regal, Botman Exeris Shloshim. That since he already began Shloshim Kodem HaRegel, so the Regel breaks Shloshim, and now after the Regel, so he doesn't have to observe any more Shloshim, because Shloshim was broken, and he's Mutal Alter, the Tichboises, the Giyutz, the Tisboris. So Giyutz and Tisboris, I understand, but Tichboises, he was Mutter, Tichboises not Mixer Shloshim. Tichboises Mutter anyway, I don't need the Regel to break Shloshim. Shloshim never asks B'kibbutz. Shloshim only asks B'giyutz, not the Tichboises. This is Shai Rashi. I don't have a teretz for this Rashi. But I want to focus on something else. First of all, just to post it to the Yuk. By Shiva, the Rashi before, Botlam and Exer Shiva, Rashi says, the Lacha Regel Einitzorich Limnois Yoisa. Doesn't have to count anymore. When it comes to Shloshim, right, the Rashi before was when the Regel broke Shiva. It was Kavir's Mesh Shloshim, Kainam Regel. Regel broke Shiva. After the Regel Einitzorich Limnois Yoisa. Now when it comes to Shloshim, he says that He was covered as Meister Shmoyni Yom Kodem Regel, so he already began Shloshim. The Regel breaks Shloshim, and therefore after the Regel, Einoi Tzorech Lishmor Chlum Achar Regel. He doesn't have to observe anymore. So what's the difference? Pashup Shat. No, just Pashup Shat. What's the difference by Shiva, Rashi's Lashon is Einoi Tzorech Limnois Yoser, and when it comes to Shloshim, Rashi's Lashon is Einoi Tzorech Lishmor Yoser? No lumbus, just push up shot. When it comes to Shiva, in a regular, I'm not talking about Shoshana Yom Kippur, which it's not so push up that they're mafsik at all, but a regular, which is 7 days. So a person is kaveris may say, let's say kaidem regal, shleishi yom kaidem regal, comes the regal, and the regal overrides. I say the rabbin overrides, I say the yochid. Now we have a nidoin, now the regal is over, so what's the nidoin? What's the question now that we're asking ourselves? The Mishnah says it's botle menu. He does not have to observe Shiva. But what Shiva are we talking about? The Yemei HaShiva of 7 days after Kfura are over anyway. Right? It's already long gone. He was Kavis Mesei 10 days ago. He was Shleishi Yom Kodem HaRegel, and then they had the 7 days of the Regel, and now it's day number 11. So what do you mean he doesn't have to observe Shiva? Of course he doesn't have to observe Shiva. It's 11 days after the Levaya. Of course he's not observing Shiva. So what's the point of the Mishnah? That the regal breaks it, bot lemenu, he doesn't have to observe Shiva. It's more than 7 days. It's 10 days. Of course he doesn't have to observe Shiva. So what's the chiddush? What's the point of the Mishnah? The point of the Mishnah is that he doesn't have to make it up. There were 4 days of Shiva they didn't observe. Maybe he has to observe a new 4 days of Shiva to be mashlim the 7 days. Like by Kairos Meshe Shneyam Mekaidim Regal. If the crew is 2 days before the Regal, so our Mishnah holds, so then the Regal does not break Shiva, and after Shiva he has to keep 5 days. Those 5 days are not from the original Shiva. Those are a new 5 days that he's counting in order to make up the fact that he, like the Ramban says, we have to have a Zechel Avelis. He missed 5 days, he only kept two. Two is nothing. So he needs to make up the other 5 days. So Rashi calls that limnois. He doesn't have to count a new days. If it was less than 3 days kaidem regel, if it was kaidem mesa shneyom kaidem regel, then after the regel he has to be moine a new 5 days because he has to make up the 5 days that he didn't observe. But here he was kaidem mesa shloishiyom kaidem regel, so he had 3 days at least. That's enough. So he's not required to be moine a new 4 days. Hashenka by shloishim. Usually we're talking, I mean in a normal case. By Shloshim, the Nidin is not making up new days of Shloshim. By Shloshim, he was Kairos Meisei set 8 days before the Regal. So 8 days before the Regal, before Pesach, he was Kairos Meisei. Now I have 7 days of Pesach. Now he's holding 8 and 7 is 15. Now he's holding a day number 16. He's in the middle of Shloshim. So now the Nidin is not simply, does he have to make up new days of Shloshim? Now the Nidin is, does he go back to the original days of Shloshim? Does he have to observe the days of Shloshim, the remainder of the days of Shloshim? So here the chiddush is, not that he's not sort of limnois, not that he doesn't have to make up new days of Shloshim, but here there's an even bigger chiddush. Not only does he not have to observe new days of Shloshim, he doesn't even have to finish the old days of Shloshim. That's what Rashi calls Einu Tzorach Lishmor Klum. Just push up shot in the Rashi, I'm not saying no lumbus. But interesting, it highlights a question. Why Takanat? Why doesn't he have to finish off the remainder of the days of Shloshim? By Shiva, I understand. Shiva, we're talking about the mitzvah Shiva is the first 7 days. The idea of sitting Shiva after the regal is anyway, like we saw in the Ramban, it's anyway only a zecher. The real mitzvah is b'shaitoy, after the kfur, 7 days after the kfur. If there was a regal intervening, then he didn't observe then the regal came, I say the rabbin was doich, I say the yochlet, he missed the mitzvah b'shaitoy, he finished over his man, botul karbonik. So what's the business of observing Shiva after the regal? So the Ramban says, they want to make a zechel avelis, they didn't want, he should be potul b'leklum, they made up a tashlum, and if he didn't observe enough avelis before the regal, so he has to make it up l'achra ha-regal. Okay. But if he did observe enough avelis kaidem regel, he observed shloshi yom kaidem regel. Chazal didn't feel that need to have a makeup. So then we could just let nature take its course. He had his avelis before the regel. The remainder of Shiva, 3 days before the regel. The other 4 days of Shiva were overridden by the Simchas HaRegel. After the regel, anyway, over zmana and finished. So he goes home. So great, walks around the block and it's fine. But by shloshim. It's harder to understand. By Shloshim, let's say he was Kairos Meisei Shmoni Yom Kairos Meregel. 8 days before the Regel, he observed Shloshim. 8 days, he had a day of Shloshim, Yom Agiluch, and then he had to do the Regel. Okay, so in the Regel itself, I understand. It's Regel. It's I say the Rabbim, so he can't observe Avelis during the Regel. Okay, but now he comes after the Regel. It's only day number 16. It's still the middle of the days of Shleishim. So why doesn't he have to finish off the Shleishim? Why should the Regel break the Shleishim? That doesn't say, and again, that the Gemara Daf Yudal doesn't say anything about Regel breaking. The Gemara Daf Yudal just says that the Regel overrides. It's Asay the Ram overrides the Asay the Yochid. Fine, so during the Regel, he keeps the Asay the Ram, he doesn't keep the Asay the Yochid. But now the Regel is over, he should go back and finish off the Shleishim. Where'd that go? Where'd those days go? Why should they disappear? So the Emes, the Ramban addresses this too. And that same Ramban, it's again at page Amud Reish Yud Dalad. And it's Simon Pei Aleph in the Bar Ilan printout. The Ramban says, I'll tell you what the context is. The Ramban brings a Ravid. The Ravid holds the Shloshim is the Raisa. That the Isser Giyutz with the Spirits of Shloshim is a din the Raisa. It's learned that from the Pasuk of Roshechem Atefro, B'deichem Atefremu, by Bises Nodav and Abiyu. So, the Ravid holds that the Isser Giyutz with Tisperis is Tisperis, we learn that from Roshechem Atefro, and Giyutz, I don't know where we learn that Giyutz from. The Ravid holds Giyutz and Tisperis are their Isa. Iskish Avelis, the Godim Lavelis, the Teglachas, the Ksiv Roshechem al Tifro u Bigdechem. See, that's the whole drasha. Bigdechem lo Sifroim u Pashem is Kriya. But the Ravid has a drasha, Kilu, we read the Pasuk, Roshechem al Tifro u Bigdechem. They have here that the oval has to be Noeg Avelis of Shiluch Pera, of letting his hair grow, and that's Pera is 30 days, like by Nazir. And then u Bigdechem, and then there's some other thing that he does with his clothing for 30 days, namely the Isser of Giyutz. The kids of the Ravid has told, against the Maisi, the Ravid holds, there's a din der Raisa, Avelis Shleishim is a din der Raisa. So the Ramban says, he disagrees. And the Ramban says, I don't understand. If it's a din der Isa, so what's this business that if the regal intervenes, the regal breaks it? Why should the regal? I understand. Besoich regal, fine. I say the Ram, I say the Yochid. But after the regal is finished, he's in the middle of a mitzvah der Isa. Why doesn't he have to finish it off? Doesn't make any sense. Ela Mai, says the Ramban, it's a Rai that Shloshim is only a derabbanon. And since it's only a derabbanon, says the Ramban, this is Vizel Shoinoi. Teda, he says, I'll show you, the Ravid is wrong. The regal breaks Shloshim if he was covered basically 7 days. We pass him 7, not 8. 7 days before the regal. So says the Ramban, what's the Hesber? They made, it's only Drabon anyway, so they made Shloshim like Shiva. So by Shiva, the regal breaks Shiva. By Shiva, we understand it. Because by Shiva, if he doesn't observe Shiva during the regal, then by the time the regal is over, so Shiva is over. Shonim Kippur not, but in a regular 7 day regal. So, we'll have to, what does he do with Shonim Kippur? We'll talk about it in a second. But at least by regular 7 day regalim. By 7 day regalim, once I say that the regal overrides Shiva, so mimele it's mevatel Shiva. Because if the regal overrides it, that means during the regal he doesn't keep Shiva. Then by the time the regal is over, then Shiva is gone. Yeah, so there's a din derabbanon if he wasn't Noeg Avelis at all, so we have to make a zecher afterwards and he has to make a makeup. But if he doesn't need to make a makeup, because he did have some kind of Avelis before, the basic logic of the thing is that if he was Kaivar's Mesiv Regal, then during the regal he doesn't keep Shiva. And once he doesn't keep Shiva during the regal, so after the regal, there's nothing to go back to. So by Shiva, saying that Shiva overrides the regal is tantamount to saying that saying that the regal overrides Shiva is tantamount to saying that the regal breaks Shiva. Because it's 7 days anyway. So if it overrides it, b'shaitoi, then there's nothing left afterwards. So even though it says there on Shloshim, that shouldn't really be true. By Shloshim, so the regal overrides Shloshim, b'shaitoi, but go back to Shloshim later. Says the Ramban, yeah, but Shloshim is a drabon anyway. So since Shloshim is a drabon anyway, so they made it like Shiva. So just like by Shiva, after the regular, after Yom, he doesn't have to go back to Shiva, because there it doesn't make any sense. It's already day number 11. What's he going back to? So they made Shloshim like Shiva. They said midrabon. It's anyway. It's midrabon anyway. So they said, you know, Hishu midrasayim. Just like after the regular, he doesn't go back to Shiva. After the regular, he doesn't go back to Shloshim either. That's a very important Ramban going forward into the next Omud. I think it's going to be important. The Ramban says that the whole notion of Afsokas HaRegel Vashloshim is that they're din derabbanan that they because they were mashvit avel shiva. I hope to find a show a mocha for this in the Gemara itself, but it'll be later, but not today. A component that's the Ramban, and he has it for kashan the right. He says that's good if shloshim is derabbanan. So if it's a derabbanan, Chazal could do what they want. But if shloshim like the right, holds as a din deraisa, so then the Ramban's kash is very strong. So then what's the whole concept of Afsokas HaRegel? I understand. V'shaitli, I say the Ramban, I say the Yochid. But fine, after the regal, though, but go back to the Shloshim. So l'chor, you have to say for the Ravid. I mean, what could we say for the Ravid? L'chor, you have to say for the Ravid, that the Ravid holds that Shloshim has to be Ritzufim. It's either Ritzufim or it's nothing. If during the regal Shloshim is suspended, because I say the Rabbim overrides the I say the Yochid, then you can't he cannot pick it up afterwards where he left off. The din deraisa of Shloshim has to be Shloshim Yomim Ritzufim. If it's not Shloshim Yomim Ritzufim, then it's nothing. And therefore, once you break it in the middle, so that's it, it's finished. Agam, I don't know why that should be so. I understand it more, Grada, by Tiglachas, where you need Shiluch Pera. So that I could hear, Shiluch Pera means he lets his hair grow for 30 days. Let his hair grow for a day is nothing. It has to be 30 days. If in the middle he takes a haircut, then that's it for the Shiluch Pera. There I could hear it more. But by Giyutz, what's the difference? I don't know why that should be so. It's certainly not a blanket rule all over by Avelis, and Avelis has to be Ritzufim. That we've said already before. By Avelis Shiva, it doesn't have to be Ritzufim. You can have 2 and 5. According to Atana, Kremis Meshesh Deyom Kleinim Regal, he has 2 days before the regal, 5 days afterwards. So you see, there it's a Dinder Abonon maybe, but you see that there is a concept of Avelis that's not Ritzufim. So why should Shloshim be any different? So I don't know, maybe Shloshim is different than Shiva, or maybe Derais is different than Der Abonon. Maybe this is a Deraisid concept you need Ritzufim. Any of that. But you have to say something. I mean, and he's a Hezber, but you have to say something. I think you have to say something like that on the right. That somehow, once there's no Avelis in the regal itself, so then it can't be any more Shloshim. Yeah. Again, what was the case?
Let's say he died the second to last day of the regal.
He died the second to last day of the regal. So he keeps 7 days after the regal.
And you have another 3 days. So why do you have to keep 7 days? You just keep 3. Because that's the reveals of 3 days.
No. There the pshat is different. There the pshat is... There's no such thing as an avelus. Chazal never made an avelus of 3 days. Avelus is 7 days. But if a person kept 3 out of the 7... and then the regal came and was mafsik, then overrode the rest, so that's cool that he was noyeg avelus. But we're never going to prescribe a avelus that should sit shloshim. Once we're prescribing, once we say that what he did before the regal wasn't enough, and he has to make it, he has to make up the shortfall, so he doesn't make up 3, he has to make up 7. Because that's the person, the chi of avelus is an avelus of shiva. And really, the chi of avelus is shiva, but it's the first 7 days. So really, me'ikir adin to the Ramban, we saw the Ramban before. Me'ikir adin, if he was kaveres meisiv beregel, the first day of Pesach he was kaveres meisiv beregel, so fafal, he shouldn't have to sit shiva at all. But that Chazal didn't want. They said, no, you can't be without shiva at all. He can't be without shiva at all. He has to sit shiva. He has to have avelus. So once he has to have avelus, so what kind of avelus are going to prescribe for him? The prescription is going to be 7 days. There's no such thing as a shiur of avelus of 3 days. But if a guy was kaveres meisiv gimel yomim kodim leregel, and then the regel was mafsik. So then he was, it's not that he had, we never prescribed for him 7 days. We never prescribed for him 3 days. The prescription was 7 days. But the regal was mafsik, and the last 4 days were overridden by the regal. But at least he sat for 3. So if he sat for 3 out of the 7, he had a minimum of sitting avelus. So that's enough that he doesn't have to make tashlumin afterwards. But we're not going to give him 3 days after. But a kaponim, you still see by Shiva, going back to the Ravid, you see by Shiva that Shiva does not have to be Ritzufim. Somehow the Ravid holds that at least on a derais level Shloshim has to be Ritzufim. Needs a hezbo why that should be the case. I don't know. But I want to stress this Ramban. I think it's very important. The Ramban holds that the whole din of Afsokas Shloshim, it's going to be a key in many things later on. The Fi the Ramban, Afsokas Shloshim by itself makes no sense. Why should the regel break shloisha? Dayoy tzara b'shaita. It's enough that during the regel itself he didn't sit shloisha because I say the rabbin was doich, I say the yochid. But after the regel, that's the gemara yudalad. I say the rabbin is doich, I say the yochid b'shaita. But after the regel, it's only day number 16. Why doesn't he have to go back to the shloisha? The Ramban holds that doesn't make any sense. And the Ramban says, enechinami doesn't make any sense. The only reason why it's true is because also oisei kishara velos, they made shloshim like shiva. And since it's true by shiva, and by shiva is true just because of the mathematics of it. Because by shiva, once shiva is mevatel, so there's nothing to go back to. So the Mele, they said the same thing is true by shloshim. Now what about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? By shiva itself, I said it before, but by shiva itself, it's sometimes also not true. By Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he could still be in the middle of shiva after Rosh Hashanah Kippur, and it breaks shiva. So you have to say the same thing, that since shiva is only within the rabbanon, and since by regular regolim, when they override the avelus, so there's nothing to go back to afterwards. So the same thing, hishu midisayim, Chazal said, they made the hafsakas regular of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur the same as the hafsakas regular of Shara Gol. So anyway, the Ramban holds that only the first days are the Raisa, the other 7 days are not, the other 6 days are the Rabbana. So that's also that also goes into this, the same Ramban. Ramban doesn't spell this part out. It's not going to get to what he's talking about with the Raivik. But we'll say the same thing. It's a din the Rabbana. Chazal said, ordinarily speaking, Hafsokas Aregel by Shiva, there's nothing to go back to. So Mele, they said, that's always the way it works. When the regular is Mafsik, the regular is Mafsik entirely. He does not have to make it up. He does not even have to go back to the outstanding days of the Shloshim. He certainly doesn't have to make up what he missed. The only exception is Kavris Meisiv Regel. Then they didn't want him to be potter b'lo klum. So then he has to observe Avelus after the Regel. Yeah, we're gonna have to stop here. I just want to point out a deek in the Rashi, and then we'll stop without really answering it. Rashi's lashon is this same Rashi Shmoyne Yomim. Rashi says, "Shmoni yom kainim regel, bottom and exer shloishim. The hoyel v'hiskel yomechem min ashloishim ein sorech lishmer klum la'ach ha'regel. Din shloishim. Ela mutter la'alter v'tichvayses v'giyetz v'tisperes." When is la'alter? Just reading the words of Rashi. When is la'alter? How is it mashma to you? After Yom Tov. Certainly sounds that way. He's talking about after Yom Tov. Ain sorech lishmer klum la'acha haregel. Din shloishim. I don't know how the words din shloishim are hanging over here. Ain sorech lishmer klum la'acha haregel. Elo muti le'alter. So le'alter. Le'alter sounds like acha haregel. Right after the regel, he's muti take a haircut. So if the regel came, it broke shloishim. Says Rashi, immediately after the regel, he can go and take a haircut. So it sounds like that's the first opportunity. He was in Shloshim, came the regel. So Ein Sorach Lishma Klum Achar Regel Mutal Alter. Right after Yom Tov, he could take a haircut. That's the halacha. That right after Yom Tov, that's the first time he could take a haircut. When's the first time he could take a haircut? Kavis Meisah before Shmoyne Yomim Kainim Regel, and then the regel comes. When does he take a haircut? When is he first mutter to take a haircut? Kainim Regel. It's the first Gemara. The first Gemara. Erev Haregel. He's mutter legaleach. The Gemara is a shaila. If he wasn't Megaleach Erev HaRegel, maybe he's not even allowed to Megaleach Achar HaRegel, because the real din was Yishim Megaleach Kodem HaRegel. So why does Rashi say why is Rashi Mashma that the din that the Regel is break Shloshim is expressed in the fact that he doesn't have to keep Shloshim Achar HaRegel Ela Mutu La'alta B'Giyutsu B'Tispers. It's not just after the Regel, it's Kodem HaRegel even. Okay, Mishim, tomorrow we'll try to address that. Thank you.